Dragnet.
It brings back memories.
That was a great series, by the way.
Because people like to say salsa.
I myself love to say salsa.
Everybody loves to say salsa.
The rain in Spain was mainly in the plain.
Because people like to say salsa.
Dragnet.
There is a lot of money being made in college basketball, and if you knew that, Ben.
Oh, wait. I'm making tons of money off the superstar Mike Morris just by crushing him in this bracket.
You shut that fat mouth. You knew it was good for you.
It's not really that fat.
Why don't you stuff some doggone pie back in there?
I would love pie.
You're watching his girlish figure.
He's doing. He's got. He's shriveled up into a mere shadow of himself. Down from 260 down to about 218 is what I've come to find out.
That was me. That was me before. And
I'm waiting for the after. Pause. Dramatic pause.
Can you find some King Kong audio?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
No.
My God, he's the round mound of rebound now.
Here's me after.
What's going on? You guys touch pee-pees or something?
Wow.
It's just upsetting.
I wonder if Colin Coward listens to you.
Great.
Colin Coward.
Jackass. The money thing. It's a big money thing.
Let me throw, this is kind of an interesting thing. 3 out of 5 of the national title winners, last 5 winners, were top 3 spenders. So you got to spend money to get
success.
But
what are they spending money on? Because Lord knows there's no practice facility here. I know they're raising money for that.
That's what I wondered too. I kind of wondered that because I look at the big winners or big people that have been spending money. Kentucky spends $16 million a year. Duke spends $14 million. Louisville spends about $16 million. So the top 3 that we're talking about in the typically win everything, they're in about the $16
million. It's amazing.
Most of it, I would imagine, would probably go to what? Travel and coaches' salaries.
Coaches' salaries would be a big Coaches' salaries going to be the biggest
huge. That's the biggest one for programs like that. But, I mean, Patino here is not making that kind of money where we're about to find out what the money is, by the way.
Well, yeah, Minnesota, we spend $11 million
just
on
the basketball program?
Just on the
basketball. Spend $11
million. $11 million. I had to double, I went to 2 different websites just to check. You know, that can't be right. Yeah, we spend $11 million. We are the 6th highest spending school. And
in the country?
In the country. You look at other schools out there that are below this. It's incredible. So
you think we'd win something every once in a while?
Yeah, be nice once in a while because something in Minnesota.
I would love
anything. So, yeah, Syracuse spends $13 million. They were the 4th highest spender, but we're the 6th highest spender, and we are the second worst as far as we spend the most money, second most money, and we can't get into the NCAA. So it's a pretty pathetic return on dollars for what we do.
I'd love to know where that goes. Recruiting comes in with a lot of travel, for all those coaches to go out and recruit these guys, but under NCAA rules and regulations, I mean, you can't wine and dine these kids like you can't professional athletes. You have to,
come on. Like they're not doing that?
But that wouldn't be in this fund. That'd be a slush fund. So that wouldn't be in a fund that you could actually calculate to $11 million and say, this is what we do.
Right. And you look at, Connecticut, because they won it twice, they spend $8 million. So they're at the 20th biggest spender at $8 million. But at least they got a couple national titles out of this before they too, because they didn't get in the NCAA either. But
what a waste of money!
I mean, jeez, so that just seemed like crazy
that's
stuff.
That's a ton of money.
And the other thing I thought was kind of cool, maybe stumble into then learning a little bit about how you guys may already know this. I didn't know how they share revenue. At least like in the ACC, for example, they had 5 teams get into the Sweet 16, and the way they back in 91, they re-divide the money from March Madness, and so what they did is each game is called a unit. And so what happens is when you have a team win a game, you win a unit, okay? And so what happens is it comes out to about $1.5 million per game that you win in March Madness. That's how much goes into this pot.
That's just ACC though, right?
That's just ACC. So they're going to get somewhere between $28 and $40 million in the ACC just for this tournament. One tournament, $28 to $40 million that they'll then spread out equally amongst all their teams, and it's spread out over a period of 5 or 6 years. So they take that $28-40 million, hand it out to all the ACC teams, and it's a steady cash flow that they get for the next 5 or 6 years.
How about that?
So it's an amazing amount of money,
and it's a cash cow. I mean, the tournament's a cash cow for anybody in the tournament.
Well, what it comes down to is 85% of the NCAA's revenue comes from the basketball contract. It's $10.8 billion that CBS and Turner spent for this 14-year contract for the rights to broadcast the tournament. So you divide that out, it's about $770 million a year that basketball is generating alone. just from this one tournament.
One tournament.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, the sponsorship, it's the sponsorship. And we had a comedian a soundbite that you had. That was the sponsorship of the sponsorship of one after another. And it was, that's what it is. But that's what it's become. They can sell, what was it, cutting down the net? I mean, sponsored by someone.
Can we think of something else?
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's incredible what they hang their hat on with this thing. They can charge any price they want for any of the top sponsors in the country. Any of corporate America is buying into this thing.
So this year, they're thinking about $912 million is what the NCAA is going to pull out of the whole basketball deal. They're... Next year or two, they're going to top $1 billion. And this is what the student athletes then jump back on and go, wait a minute, you're not willing to pay me a couple of bucks.
They just don't have the money.
Yeah.
There's cash.
$11 million, University of Minnesota. I mean, is that like one, two, three different weight rooms? And they don't have a workout facility that they still like. Mm. What you'd think for $11 million, you could have that done by now.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Moving on, let's go to the Jills, the Buffalo Jills.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Because this is important.
We've talked about that before. And what's happened? So the Jills are suing the Buffalo Bills, the Jills obviously being the cheerleaders because of, what is it? I mean, obviously we're going to read and go through what the heck that the Bills are making them do. That's the best part. But what are they suing the Bills for? Discrimination, sexist something or others?
Well, defamation.
So people want to know a little bit more about this. I just direct you back to the website for the ticket, 105theticket.com. We've got a series on there every week called Under Review, and every week we put a new article on that's kind of sports and law related. Christina Zahar in our office, who's, I don't think she minds saying, her sister is a cheerleader for one of the major teams. I won't say who.
Okay. Well, so there's only one team that has cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. So,
two teams, never mind.
Okay. So anyway, so if you wanted to learn more about it, go to Under Review on the website. You can kind of read the nice article she wrote. But what she talks about is there are five lawsuits that have been filed in the last year by different cheerleader groups. The Raiders, the Jets, the Bengals, the Buccaneers, and the Bills. Mm-hmm. But the cheerleaders are suing, saying, you are claiming that we're independent contractors, but we're really employees. And it comes out to about $1 an hour. You're violating the wage laws by doing this. And it comes out to the legal concept of what an independent contractor is and what an employee is. You hire a plumber to come to your house and fix something leak in your house. That's an independent contractor. Show up, fix the pipe, pay it $50, $150, whatever it is, and you go away. So the more control you have, this is the tools you're going to use. This is when you show up. This is how you're going to dress. You know, if you had all those requirements with your plumber, he becomes an employee. So the same argument here. The cheerleaders are saying, we're employees, and you're screwing us over by not paying us a ton of money. So the fun kind of came in that in looking at the lawsuit for the Bills, I actually printed out the whole lawsuit and sent you guys at least a page or two of that. So this is actually out of the actual complaint that's there. You just can't make this stuff up. And some of the things they allege that they have to do and endure as cheerleaders for the Bills. First one, and I don't know, Ben, if you would pass, is the jiggle test.
Mm-hmm. The jiggle test,
and this is something that is done weekly for every one of the Jills, is that they are required to do jumping jacks, and they check to see if their stomach, arms, legs, hips, or butt shake. They don't talk about butts, or, I mean, breasts, excuse me, or other parts of your body, but...
Because they want the breasts to shake.
So I didn't go there.
That's something under discrimination.
I would think that they'd want the butts to shake as well, but that's just me.
Well, but maybe it's how much it shakes. I don't know. So anyway, if you violate that, you then get put on suspension. You may miss the next game, and you have to get on a training program to come back. So one's the jiggle test.
Get to the really good rules.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the training test, by the way. The training and the toning process.
Okay. So, yeah, they have 17 different rules for hygiene and body maintenance, 17 different rules for etiquette. And they have rules for conversation starters, rules for formal dining, and rules for communicating. They have 17 different rules for communicating with people with disabilities. But some of the fun rules that were here, interesting rules, we should say, is, and this is something I do think we need to talk to Star about here, but one of the rules is they have a rule about how much bread they can eat in a formal dinner. And I don't know, for you, it's probably a loaf per meal.
Well, when I'm not watching my diet. It certainly have to cut down bread. And you certainly have to cut down your carbs to be able to tone up and to enhance the chance of lean muscle mass. Let's put it that way. But the bread would be out or significantly reduced.
Got it. Well, another rule that the Jills have is they also have a specific rule on how to properly eat soup.
Okay.
And so I think of Ben when I think that. If you've ever seen Ben eat at all, anything, but soup, I think would be an ugly sight.
Oh, it's not good. I just drink it.
That'd be very bad.
They have rules on how to tip restaurant waiters. They have wedding etiquette.
Yeah.
They have rules on how to properly wash intimate areas.
Oh, boy.
I could use a course on that.
And this last just blew me away, because this is actually in the formal legal document, is they have... In this day and age, if somebody's going to sit and go, this is a good idea, let's put in writing a rule for how often you have to change your tampons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So anyway, that's some of the basis of this. They just wanted to get sued. I mean, you can't say or do any of this stuff.
Well, yeah, and they go into a lot of other things that they have an auction where they get sold off, and then they have to sit on the lap of, I'm sure, fat, disgusting guys and drive around in golf carts on their laps.
I love
and
it.
Do that. They have to wear bikinis in very tight quarters with these big crowds where they'd have to jostle through them and get groped and grabbed and all that stuff. And so they've got a lot of interesting arguments they've made for why they are in hostile work environments. So they have one is the money claim, independent contractor. Two is hostile work environment, being treated in a non-professional, sexist way.
It'll be interesting to see how this all comes out. Marsh Hallberg, Hallberg Criminal Defense, 612 Defense, brought to you by Ability Bail Bonds every Friday at this time. But it is our favorite time of the day. We have a minute left, so we got to get to this.
I can't wait. It's my favorite part of it.
But here, listen to this.
The Hallberg.
Segments.
I don't like tomatoes, they always make me fart.
Me too,
man. Yeah.
Nice tomato sec. Okay, real quick. So, setup is we've got Superstar here is a big rock and roll fan, knows all the music, all the stuff. Every week, last couple of weeks, we've been doing a contest. I give Mike two names of things. One is the name of Heirloom Tomato. The other is the name of a metal rock band. And you have to pick which is the tomato, which is the rock band. You are 1-1 so far, dude. You're
one
on
and
the
one.
Bubble. You're batting .500, which is pretty good.
It's a marathon, not a
race. So you're 1-1. Yeah. So the question for today, which of these is a tomato? Satan or Mr. Stripey? Satan or Mr. Stripey? Which is a tomato? Pressure's on. That's my drum roll.
I would say
Satan.
Let's go with just because. I'm gonna Satan automatically registers as a metal band to me, but I'm gonna say Heirloom Tomato is Satan.
You are wrong. Mr. Stripey is the tomato. You should have gone with that.
Stripey. I felt
you
like
1-2, dude. Wow.
I should have just gone with my.
We got at least a couple more ways to go. Like I said, you get three right, you get to really punch Ben hard.
No, I thought it was more than that. But
I'm changing the rules this week.
It was too easy to say Satan.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It was just too easy.
Yeah. I know. It's an English rock and roll band, by the way.
Funny stuff, though. Okay. Heirloom versus rock band.
I love that show. Go take some more PEDs for the night's over.
Good luck.
You gonna load up on something?
I got it. To show up, you got to be fit to do radio.
No kidding.
I mean,
look at us.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Don't follow what you see in this room. It's not going to get you anywhere.
That's why we're not on radio. Happy Easter, all you guys. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter, all you guys. We have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Hallberg Criminal Defense. Hire him if you got issues. What are you doing, Marsh?
I got plenty of issues. Let's take a little break. Come on, running right on back. What do we have up?
Jim Rich.
Jim Rich. Oh, we're already at that part of the show.
Yeah.
Woo! We're almost to the weekend. Jim Rich next.
From the locker room to your radio, tune in the Wake Up Call from the writers of Cold Omaha every Sunday morning at 8.
Peterson has made fans uneasy with his return because he has been so obnoxiously vocal with how uneasy he is with us. If Peterson had come back and just kept his mouth shut, we wouldn't bat an eyelash. We would welcome him back and cheer for him to score touchdowns.
I mean, for Peterson, this isn't home, and it seems like it never has been.
The Wake Up Call with Cold Omaha on Minnesota's Sports Radio. 105 The Ticket.
Join me, Bob Sansevier, at Old Chicago in Apple Valley, Wednesday, April 8th from 5 till 7. Along with trivia, prizes, and ticket giveaways, you can try out their new menu, new burgers, sandwiches, and taproom appetizers, and the all-new Mac Stravaganza, where you can build your own mac and cheese. This week's feature is Shell's limited-release Stag 9, a cave-aged and barrel-aged dark lager. Aged in whiskey barrels and stored in the historic ice caves below the Shell's brewery. Available at all the Old Chicago locations. See you at Old Chicago. Chicago Apple Valley, April 8th from 5 till 7.
The Minnesota Twins are your ticket to summer. They're also your ticket to the magical land of Torrey Territory, a place in the right field Great Clips great seats where you'll have an excellent view of the legend himself, Mr. Torrey Hunter. Cheer him on against Cleveland April 17, 18, and 19 as he takes the field once again. A limited number of ticket packages are just $43 and include $10 toward food and beverage, plus an exclusive Torrey Territory t-shirt. For tickets, call 612-33-TWINS or visit twinsbaseball.com/hunter.
If you or someone you know been arrested, jail sucks. Make your first call Ability Bail Bonds. With 35 years experience in posting bail, they have relationships with the most successful attorneys who can walk you through your legal options and get you back home where you belong. Fast, professional, and available 24/7, 365 days a year. Call 877-700-BAIL and one of their bail agents will be there to help. That's 877-700-BAIL. Ability Bail Bonds. Jail sucks. They're here to get you out.
Hey, Twin Cities, there's a fantastic new vitamin-enhanced, nutrition-packed drink called Nature's Fury NutraDrink. This great-tasting alternative drink comes in five refreshing flavors. You can learn all about Nature's Fury nutritional advantages at drinkfury.com. Nature's Fury is the only drink that has 100% of your recommended daily allowances of vitamins A, B, C, and D, all in one serving. Pick some up at your local Cub Foods and select holiday stores today. Nature's Fury. Vitamins never tasted this refreshing.
At Johnsonville, we understand it was a long, cruel winter, and having to deal with it day after day drove many of us to do things we're not necessarily proud of.
I beat my snowblower with a baseball bat.
I cursed the sky and cried a little.
I flipped off the weatherman on television and in person.
I stayed in and streamed 13 straight episodes of some stupid show.
I knocked the head off my neighbor's snowman because I thought it was mocking me.
Okay, so we're not proud of how we dealt with winter, but the weather's finally taken a turn, and so can we. So let's fire up the grill and cook some Johnsonville brats. Ah, that's the sound of redemption. One bite of those juicy Johnsonville brats made with premium cuts of pork, and our whole attitude changes.
I'm going to invite my neighbors over for a cookout.
I'm going to invite the weatherman over.
And even though our grilling skills may be a little bit rusty, people still won't be able to get enough. And we're definitely proud of that. Johnsonville, served with pride since 1945.
This segment brought to you by Firestone Auto Care. Now through April 30th at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Buy three, get one free on durable Firestone Destination LE2 tires. A comfortable ride for your SUV or CUV. See store or FirestoneCompleteAutoCare.com for details.
Back to Superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on 105 The Ticket.
Like to say salsa.
Oh, I want to be a layoff like that, especially if you know, the sprint that we were in. But then the layoff was a little bit of a slow start. You know, a good team, a pressure team like that, they'll recognize that. I think they took advantage of it. But for the most part, I thought we found our game after that. And, you know, it's tough to give up a 2-0 lead. But I thought that for the most part, we took the attack to them after that.
I would suppose that based on the four-day layoff and everything else that goes into play, and we knew what we were up against coming down the stretch against the last eight opponents, it was going to be a tough, tough stretch with some big names showing up both home and away. Jim Rich joins the conversation. Jim Rich, are you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
That game last night, did that impress you in any way, shape, or form? We lost it, but the fight and the scrap and the tenacity to stay in that game, did that help you anything with that loss?
No.
No, I'd neither.
No.
Not good enough.
You knew it was coming. They tried to prepare for it, but they took that first period off and got behind by two and scrambled to get back in it. But against the Rangers, they're a pretty tough team to deal with. And, you know, you get what you put into it. And unfortunately, they didn't put enough into that first 20 minutes. They just couldn't even get into the Ranger zone. Every time they get to the red line, New York would just take it away, throw it back into the wild zone. So they know now that they got to, you know, skate to win, or else you're not going to get too far.
Jim Rich, Fox 9, talking Minnesota Wild Hockey. We'll get to the breaking news today of Irvin Santana, Minnesota Twins pitcher. Big offseason free agent signing, $54 million, suspended 80 games for PED use. But do you think the goal with just a little over 2 minutes into the game, at the beginning of the game, took the wind out of their sails right away? Or do you just think it was the four days off and just kind of being, because they were kind of sluggish. It just didn't seem to be that sense of urgency. And I feel like even as a fan watching the game on TV, the wind was taken out of my sails on the couch. I mean, I had a hard enough time getting up to get chips after that first goal just 2 minutes in.
Well, it was because New York just continued to, you know, shut the Wild down. They couldn't get anything going. Anytime they tried to, you know, get any sort of offensive attack going, they were repelled by the Rangers. They'd get the puck stolen away from them at center ice. It would just get put back down into their end. And, you know, they got to go the whole length of the rink, 200 feet, to get back into the offensive zone. And they're just wasn't any flow. Any of the lines really couldn't get anything going, and that's what made that one goal seem so big. And then when it got to be two, it just seemed like a three or four goal lead versus two just because of, you know, they couldn't get anything going. I think they only had a half dozen shots, maybe nine in that period. Then the second, they got into penalty trouble and had to kill those all off. And then finally they got rolling, and Matt Dumba was the guy who basically set up both goals for the Wild last night.
But you're not impressed at all with the way they fought and scrapped to get back in it. The fact that they actually let it get that far, two down with in the first period, that is, that was more of a the thing that went wrong was the way they started the game, not the way they finished it.
Right. I like the end. I mean, that was back to the way they play. They were all over the place.
Yeah.
They set up Pominville with 5 seconds left, but that Ranger defender just got enough of it to deflect it. Just a hair, he would have had the layup on the back door to tie it. I mean, they did enough in the third period and came at him strong. And, you know, they know they can play with anybody in the league. I think we're through that point. I think there's nobody in this league that they can't match up against, but they just have to put in the work. And they didn't, for whatever reason, get things rolling early in that game.
And I thought it was a pretty decent comeback, too, for the Minnesota Wild. Like you said, Matt Dumba being on in on both of the, basically the assists on both of those scores. But the New York Rangers have the best goalie in the league, and it's hard to get pucks past him. And I think that was really I think the Minnesota Wild would have probably come back from that two-goal deficit if they didn't have Lundqvist.
Oh, yeah, he's good. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And he's just coming back off a neck injury that kept him out for quite some time. This is only his third game back. And the Rangers know how to win on the road. They just, with last night's win, picked up their 26th road victory, which is a franchise record for the New York Rangers. And think how long that team's been around. I mean, it goes back to the 1920s for the Rangers. And for them to come up with that record says a lot about what this team is. They were in the Stanley Cup final a year ago, and people say that this team is actually better than the one that was in the Stanley Cup final last year.
It's incredible. It really is. And we knew we were up against these kinds of teams coming down the stretch, and it doesn't get any easier. It's just a bigger test every game now, almost, leading into the playoffs. Your thoughts on bouncing back from something like this. Do they learn a lesson? Do they start the games the way they're supposed to now from here on out? Was that somewhat of a wake-up call?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I don't think it was a conscious effort, but hockey is such a game where, you know, you get the dead legs if you're not on the ice every single day to play at that level, to play in that league. And it sounds goofy. You're like, well, what are you talking about? These guys have to be in shape. But you take 2 days off where you're not doing anything, and then you have a day of practice, and, you know, yeah, you practice, but it's not the same as a game. And all of a sudden you show up and you get on there and you're a half step behind, and it ends up costing you. And Dubnyk didn't look sharp early. The goalie gave up by Rick Nash that he actually Dubnyk deflected into his own net. So, you know, everybody was just a little off center for that first 20 minutes, and, you know, you can't do that against the great teams in the league. If that was Edmonton or Arizona, they would have came back and won, you know, 4-2.
Jim Rich from Fox 9, the superstar Mike Morris and I were talking about this just a little bit earlier on in the show. We hate to be knee-jerk in reacting, but as a Minnesota sport and used and abused by our professional sports teams, and obviously with bombs, we're walking all, you know, trying to avoid bombs, Irvin Santana. Like I said, we'll get to that here in just a second. Suspended 80 games for PED use just today. The Adrian Peterson deal, the injuries that have piled up on, it seems like, every franchise. Obviously, it's not time to panic for the Minnesota Wild, but last night, I mean, it was almost a gut reaction where you're like, oh no, because they've had to win almost every single game since the All-Star break to get back into where they are right now. They've been such a hot team that it was just unlike them to play the way they played last night and to lose that game.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any kind of panic yet. We have to wait for somebody to get suspended like the Twins, that torpedo. That's the one that'll take this group down. They'll be fine. I mean, they were a little upset, and they were annoyed with the linesman that continually waved off the icings, so much so apparently that, you know, it's kind of common courtesy for the when there is an icing that you know, the player gets the puck for the linesman. The Wild stopped getting the puck when they got called an icing. They just let the linesman skate over to the corner and pick up the puck. We're annoyed with you.
Wow.
So
yeah, I thought that was interesting, too. They were they were calling icing quite early and quite often. It made no sense to me whatsoever, but anyway.
Well, then at the end, they weren't. The Rangers are icing the puck, and Suter goes all the way back. Okay, I got to the dot, and he doesn't blow the whistle. Well, then you're thinking, you know, you're not looking to make a play because you're just getting back to get the icing call. Then he doesn't blow the whistle, and there's two people on you. You're like, whoa, hey, what's going on here? You know, so it was an interesting night last night.
Yeah,
I don't think he got a problem. I think he'll be fine against Detroit, and then Winnipeg will come in here without Bufflin on Monday night. So there's still a couple games here to get it done, and they know what's there for him.
Just a matter of time. And I look, it's just they've got to come down the stretch with the right attitude. And I think that Yo has a pretty decent dial in on that. It seems like he does when he's in front of the microphone. He seems to say the right things about 4 days off or what it's been like up until that break, to be able to just play your games and stay on track and not worry about too much of what happened in the last game. Win or loss is what's kept them on track, apparently. But a 4-game rest is something that put them back a little bit, and now they come out and they're stale. First period, they're stale, and that's exactly what he was kind of hoping to get around and to push through, but it didn't happen.
Well, and then if you want to look for something to see, now he's going to change up that fourth line tomorrow night. He's going to sit some people and put some others in because there's too many healthy bodies. You know, and that was the other thing everybody was bringing up. You know, are there too many people around here? Is there too many people standing around wishing they were in the lineup? And is that going to cause a problem? We'll have to see where they go with that tomorrow night. But he already had said he's going to make some changes on the fourth line to give some people that are coming back a chance to show what they can do. So, you know, will that revolving door screw up the chemistry on the club? I doubt it, but it's certainly something people could talk about.
It's so funny how just touchy the whole Minnesota Wild situation seems to be, where, you know, like you said, mixing up the lines. Is that going to screw everything up? Or having 4 days off, is that going to screw up Dubnyk and the momentum that's going on? It just seems like we're always worried about, the end of the world happening with the Minnesota Wild. But they seem to be on a pretty good path here towards the Stanley Cup playoffs. Can't wait to see them play again on Saturday. Let's move shift gears here, though. This afternoon, right before the superstar and I got on the radio, we were told that Irvin Santana would be suspended 80 games for PED use, anabolic steroids, a steroid called Stanislol. I think that's how you say it. In humans, it's been demonstrated to be successful in treating anemia and hereditary angioedema. It's also used in U.S. horse racing. Obviously, Irvin Santana denying that he ever used the steroids or knowingly put that into his body. What are your thoughts on that, Jim Rich?
How do these steroids just jump into people? Do they, like, just wait for you to walk by, you know, kind of like a whip kick and jump on your arm and then embed themselves in you? I don't understand how you have these problems. I've never had a problem with a steroid jumping in my body that I know of. Yeah. But maybe I do have them in me.
Maybe you do. The way you look.
Maybe I've never realized that.
It's a question. It really is. It would be a question. But I mean, there are people that I absolutely, I suppose, make a good living off training these guys wherever they go for the off season. And to do so, maybe someone who has paid a lot of money thinks that they've got the next best thing that won't be detected, or to cover up a test, or to whatever, and it fails. They have their guy that they're training, in this case, Irvin Santana, take this. It's safe. Go ahead. You need it. It'll help you. And then he's busted later, and only to find out that the guy has put all kinds of stuff together that, quite frankly, got him busted, and he didn't know it. Now, I don't know what his situation is, but I'm just walking through, that speculation of how this did end up, you know, in his body. That's all there is to it.
Has he ever been busted before?
No, he hasn't. This is his first offense.
Okay.
And he's battled injury before in the past. It's not like he hasn't been, you know, a warrior of sorts, working his way through injury and playing nicked for several years up through the system with Kansas City and with Atlanta. And, you know, after landing this big contract, you would just think, I did what I was supposed to do. I got the big deal. just settle down and go to work like I have year in, year out. I normally get through the season. It's guaranteed money anyway. Why take a chance?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the times you hear these stories in baseball, especially in the Dominican Republic and in the Caribbean, that, you know, there's guys down there that do things, and, you know, there's, it's a lot sketchier down there. And, you know, maybe somebody said, you know, this guy that was working them out said, hey, you know, this stuff will really help you recover, you know, and didn't tell him what it was. And he just thought, oh, okay, fine. But again, well, that's on the player.
Of course
you,
it is.
You can't touch anything that somebody hands you and expect it to be fine. But, I mean, that could have happened to him. I mean, I don't know him very well. You know, I don't know him at all. I interviewed him at Twins Fest, and I interviewed him in Florida. Seemed like a likable chap. Seemed like a pretty good guy. Hunter likes him. You know, so I don't know. This is but I'll tell you, it's a torpedo for the entire season.
It is.
You look at that 25-man roster they're bringing north, and there's none of the young talent is coming. Instead, we're getting, you know, Chris Herman is the backup catcher. Your outfield is Jordan Schaefer. You know, who can't hit a lick, you know. I mean, yeah, he's fast, but, yeah, well, you got to get on first before you can run.
Let's just hope he blocks often. Jim Rich from Fox 9, this stenozolol, I think is how you say it, commonly used by athletes and bodybuilders alike to lose fat while retaining lean body mass. Is there a chance
but
that...
But he's not fat.
No, I know.
He's skinny already.
Yep, it's just an amazing thing what people will do, and to take a chance on something that you don't have to take a chance anymore. You've made the big money. You've made the big top. Just get in there. Do what you got to do. If you're injured or not, you're getting paid. Don't let your legacy and everything that you stand for suffer because you took a chance on something like this when you had everything in front of you. I don't know. I really don't. But and also just the fact that you lose a guy in the locker room, like Mike Berardino was saying, with the younger players, the Latin American players, they lose a guy that can help out with the language barrier and the understanding on the team.
Well, the primary for stenozolol, the unique approach is it's detectable for up to 10 days after a single 5 to 10 milligram oral dose. In the urine. It is also 35 times more potent than methyl testosterone as an anabolic steroid. Injectable. Oh, geez. Just presented the most commonly as a 50 milligram injection. So people are using it as injection. So, I mean, what professional athletes are like, yeah, go ahead and inject me with stuff.
Well, the oral, too, apparently. I mean, I am just guessing that maybe he took the oral and not the injection. But regardless, he took the chance, and he took someone's word for it. Instead of testing or having it tested, whatever it was that he was putting in his body, he's responsible for everything he puts in his body. Check with the league, check with the CBA and the drug policy, both recreational and occupational. You got to check both lists. If it's on the list, you just can't take it. They can find it in your blood or urine. So it's too late now.
Well, even does the NFL have a deal where if someone gives you something or says, hey, this supplement should be good, can you turn it over to the team and have them check it for you before you even start using it, right? Because it is confusing for players.
It is.
You know, and I wouldn't know if somebody said, hey, this helps you do this, this will do that. Okay. You know, can't you bring it to your, Sugarman and say, hey, does this pass? Is this cool?
They have a league doctor. I don't know if it's the same guy that was around when I was in, but you could send it to the league lab and have it tested and make sure that it's all good and it doesn't raise your TE ratio, your testosterone epitestosterone ratio, because they already know what your ratio is. And if it's a lot higher than that, then the red flags go up. That's all there is to it. And if it could be a combination of other things that are herbal. They can send your TE through the roof, and now they got to start testing for everything you put in your body to try and find out what it was. And that's sort of the story. And then you can end up with people who are trying to lose water weight, like the Williams brothers. They weren't really brothers, but
the Williams Wall.
The Williams Wall. But and it was on the side of the bottle, but they didn't know what it was on the side of the bottle. Star caps.
Well, I mean, just trying to read about stenozolol, there are all these words and medical terms that I have no idea what they are either. you know, specific scientific names for these certain drugs, and A1H4AAO2. I mean, I have no idea about that. Obviously, we're talking about the 80-day suspension, the breaking news already today, the Minnesota Twins of Irvin Santana, four-year, $54 million contract in the offseason, eligible to play again, looks like somewhere around July 4th against the Kansas City Royals. It's just, it's unbelievable. We'll talk to Mike Berardino, Hardball with Mike Berardino, who covers the Twins for the Pioneer Press and TwinCities.com. Full in-depth interview about all this breaking news coming up next. Jim Rich, though, what do you have coming up this weekend on Fox 9 Sports Now?
Well, we'll be doing some wild stuff once again, try to see if we can round up a player and see if we can get somebody to join us, and then we'll look at this twin situation as well, see how it shakes out. It looks like Mike Palfrey, who was whining about getting put in the bullpen, gets his spot in the rotation. I'm assuming that's what they're going to do. But, you know, and this just paralyzes them, because even though they don't have to pay him, you'll have to ask Mike, does that come off their salary?
But it does,
where are you going, where are you going to get somebody? There's nowhere to get a pitcher right now. You know,
all the good ones are on the mound somewhere. You know that. And plus the money issue. I mean, obviously they've committed to him for an enormous amount of money. And, you know, I mean, whether they're out $6.5 million, they don't pay the first $6.5 million of this year, but certainly.
Right. No, I know that. But I mean, you know, are you giving a waiver then? Do you have $6 million to go spend on somebody? But who do you hire for a half a year?
Yeah,
you
know? But it's not like they have a salary cap in baseball. So
July.
Yeah, so well,
that's true.
They can go and spend as much money or as little money as they want to. I think that's why they're probably happy they have the depth they do. I mean, you still have Meyer and May down in AAA who can come up and start for them too. So it's not like they don't have a. It's not like they have a shortage of arms for the Twins. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and it's definitely disappointing heading into opening day on Monday. But Jim, we got to take off. Thanks for spending some extended time with us today. Have a happy Easter, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right, boys. You have a good rest of the afternoon. Try to find something positive out there to cheer everybody up, will you?
I'm going to try, Jim. I mean, you know, do the best I can. You're the only bright spot in our day so far. Thanks for coming on.
Okay.
I sound like Eeyore now.
Okay.
Sound like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh.
Exactly.
Days,
hey, your tail's
weeks,
over in the corner if you
months,
want to get it.
Who knows? Anyway, come on back, everyone. We got a little Mike Berardino talking about the situation we find ourselves in with Irvin Santana right after the break.
From pro to college to high school, we've got it all covered.
This guy is continuously failing drug tests. He has to be suspended because he's a loser. He's just an irresponsible mess.
Passionate sports talk on your sports station, 105 The Ticket.
The superstar here from Minnesota's own freemortgageadvice.com. Many people are unaware that right now is the perfect time to refinance. Type in freemortgageadvice.com and get the answers. Fill out the free questionnaire and a local mortgage professional is guaranteed to call you within 24 hours. Fixed rates are near all-time lows and you don't want to miss these rates. Go to freemortgageadvice.com. Brought to you by Granite Mortgage Company, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 285381. Licensed mortgage originator in the great state of Minnesota.
Hey, Twin Cities, there's a fantastic new vitamin-enhanced, nutrition-packed drink called Nature's Fury NutraDrink. This great-tasting alternative drink comes in five refreshing flavors. You can learn all about Nature's Fury nutritional advantages at drinkfury.com. Nature's Fury is the only drink that has 100% of your recommended daily allowances of vitamins A, B, C, and D, all in one serving. Pick some up at your local Cub Foods and select holiday stores today. Nature's Fury. Vitamins never tasted this refreshing.
My two youngest kids are driving me crazy. Every night, I fall asleep on my pillow from my pillow. So nice. So restful. Then in the middle of the night, my 5-year-old or my 9-year-old or both crawl into bed with me and my wife. And I wake up because one of them has yanked my pillow out from under me. I just yank it back and go back to sleep on my pillow. So nice. So restful. This is Bob Sansevier, and my wife and I both have pillows from MyPillow, and we're both sleeping better than ever. Other than when one of our kids crawl into bed with us and hijack our pillows, we're both getting uninterrupted sleep, thanks to Minnesota-made MyPillow, which recently has been named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. I'd like to share this special offer with you. Buy a bed pillow from MyPillow and get one free. That's right, buy one, get one. There are two ways to get this special offer. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code TICKET. Or call this special 800 number, 800-694-4883. That's 800-694-4883 for the buy one, get one offer. I love MyPillow, and you will too.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know Warm weather fever is here. You can't help getting excited when warm days and sunshine return. For many of us, that means taking the motorcycle or sports car out of the garage and hitting the road. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. With all the excitement of spring and summer months, we sometimes tend to let safety slip from our minds. If you're one of the many Minnesotans who love to ride, please drive responsibly. For those of us who share the road with motorcycles, please start seeing them. In our years of serving Minnesota, we've learned that a little awareness can go a long ways in avoiding many accidents. At Bradshaw & Bryant, we hope your summer months are safe and you never know the pain of being in an accident. But if you do, please give us a call.
You can find Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Mike Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
Seeking justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant.
Call 800-770-7008.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with a Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. Sports Flash.
Hello, I'm Ben Holson. Breaking news today. We'll talk to Mike Berardino about this here in just about 30 seconds, by the way. The Twins and Irvin Santana, he has been suspended 80 games for PED use, anabolic steroids. He denies ever knowingly taking any of the substances that he tested positive for that would enhance his play on the field. The Twins released a statement announcing their disappointment, but added there's nothing they can do, and they'll adhere to the rules of Major League Baseball and their substance abuse and PED policy. The Twins will take 12 pitchers, 2 catchers, 7 infielders, and 4 outfielders up to Detroit for Monday season opener against the Tigers at Comerica Park. The payroll of about $108 million, which is the second highest in franchise history and a 28% increase over last year. The other big story, of course, the Wild. They were back on home ice last night, losing 3-2 to the New York Rangers, the best team in the Eastern Conference. New York led for the entire game except 3 minutes and 4 seconds of the game. They were tied for that point. The Wild have tonight off before hosting the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. You can watch that on FSN, by the way. Updates at the top and bottom of every hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Ben Holson, Sports Radio on 105 The Ticket.
Here for the Minnesota Twins today.
Time to oil up the mitts. It's Hardball with Mike Berardino.
The information in the head of here, so I'm willing to learn it.
Definitely excited to have him leading the way.
Get your seam head talk right now on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
Mike Berardino getting ready for the regular season, the season opener on Monday in Detroit. I know you're not with the team today, but what are your thoughts, and do you have any information on that as you join us from Florida?
Well, thoughts are that's a crippling blow, not just to the Twins' hopes this year, because they invested heavily in this guy, but to Irvin Santana's career and his image and his legacy, because, you know, to this point, he was known for durability and pretty much keeping his mouth shut and taking the ball and never really causing trouble. He'd been around winning, and this is not what you want attached to your name. Still trying to find out a timeline on this. It's kind of significant maybe when the positive test would have been. I don't know at this point, but it's possible, knowing how this went down, for instance, with Eddie Rosario and a drug of abuse situation. Sometimes there's a positive test, and then there's a period of appeal, and then it comes out now. And so you'd certainly, I mean, such a recent sign for the Twins, you'd want to find out when. But, you know, this is unpaid. So in terms of the Twins' ability to fill in the short term, it's Mike Pelfrey getting the ball. He gets to go back into the rotation, and they'll see how that works. They do save half a season's salary, and for Irvin, that's $6.75 million. So, you know, if Pelfrey didn't pitch well, there's Trevor May. You could reach down for, or you could make an addition from outside. You do not have to pay him his full salary.
Talking to Mike Berardino, Hardball with Mike Berardino, about Irvin Santana just a couple of minutes ago, breaking news that he has suspended 80 games for this season after testing positive for stenolazole. Is that how you say that? Stenolazole? Do you any idea what that PED use is? Anyway, he apologized, yeah. Denied ever knowingly taking a banned substance. He released a note here just a couple of minutes ago saying, "This is unexpected news for me and my family. I'm issuing this statement so the public knows where I stand. First, my deepest apologies to my family, fans, colleagues, teammates, and my current employer, the Minnesota Twins. I'm very disappointed that I tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. I'm frustrated that I can't pinpoint how the substance in question entered my body. I would never knowingly take anything illegal to enhance my performance. What I can guarantee is I never knowingly took anything illegal to enhance my performance. That's just not me. Never has been. Never will be. Doesn't 80 games seem like a lot to you? Does that mean that he had a prior offense, Mike Berardino? Because I thought Arcia and Rosario, they tested positive before they served 50-game suspensions.
No, I don't know anything about Arcia. That was different. That was Rosario is for a drug of abuse. So this is for a performance enhancing drug, and it's a different discipline matrix. And you know, it's it also calls into question that if he were to trip up a second time, he's under contract now for 4 years plus an option year. And you know, the Twins made a long term investment in this guy, and a second one would be a full season, I believe. So. It's a concern. I mean, every time anyone tests positive, they're going to say they have no idea how that happened to them. I do know that Irvin was, he trained very hard this off season. He trains very hard historically. There was nothing, here's the thing that even adds to the shock value, is there was nothing appreciably different about him coming into this season. And if it was a recent positive test after signing a $55 million deal, he had no financial reason to do so. If you're gonna test positive for something like that, it's gonna be going into what he was involved in last year in Atlanta, which was a 1 year make or break season to try to set himself up for a long term payday. Well, that payday already came in early December, so that's why I'll be interested to see when we find out exactly where along the lines that happened. It really, he had no incentive whatsoever. The money was coming, $55 million guaranteed fully. The only way to screw that up would be to test positive. So that's a mystery.
That's an incredible risk. If it was more recent than that, of course, with all the money that was at stake and that would have been guaranteed. Do we know exactly what it is, or if there was, of course, they're all going to come out and deny it for the first time. Has he had any run-in at all, Mike Berardino, in the past where this has been kind of the case before in the past? Or let's just look at it the way it is. He's very durable. He's able to stay there and on the mound and pitch inning after inning. You have to wonder, is that why?
Well, no, because I mean, it's a drug that guys do get caught. It's not some brand new thing. Stanol has always been around for quite a while, and there have been other bits of discipline announced just in the last few days for that very substance. It's not something brand new on the market. And let's face it, Irvin Santana's been pitching with a tear to some degree in his ulnar collateral ligament for more than 6 years since he's with the Angels. And he subsequently pitched for, you know, the Royals and the Braves and now the Twins. And again, if ever there was going to be a time for him to try to get by with something, it was going to be a year ago at this time when he was unsigned, or even at some point during his Atlanta time when he was pitching for his next contract. He was all locked up. There was nothing to, unless he was just looking to, if this was a knowing mistake, if this was an act of commission, you know, it would just be what he's trying to amp things up and win a Cy Young award or something. That doesn't usually happen that way. So who knows? Who knows at this stage? We'd just be guessing. But I will say this. I mean, I wrote a really long profile of him earlier this spring and talking to a number of people, including Alexi Casilla, who's known him since youth. In the Dominican Republic, this is a well-respected guy. It's the guy who's involved with Pedro Martinez in a joint venture to improve youth baseball conditions and facilities in the Dominican. They were trotted out together, just the two of them, at the start of February down in the Dominican. I mean, he's not just another guy. This is a crushing blow to Dominican baseball as well, and kids who look up to him. So it's a very disappointing day all the way around.
Did he have a physical though with the Twins and check through everything? Oh, obviously, sure. He checked through everything at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there also a test for for performance enhancement at that time?
At the physical before you sign a contract?
Yes,
I don't think so. I think those are done. That's all collectively bargained.
Yeah,
and you obviously would have access at that point to anything if there was a first, say,
drug of abuse test at some point, which wouldn't necessarily be announced, the first one, or amphetamines or something that they would have known. But I don't know that. You wouldn't have taken another one there, because within the discipline system, it's random and it's throughout the year. And obviously it's more common during the season, but there are off-season tests, and the Twins would have had access to anything that any other team would have had at that point. But I don't think you can then have your own special drug test before you sign a guy. That's why the timeline is going to be significant on this. But there's no circumstance that I can imagine in which the Twins somehow would get out from under the final 3.5 years of this obligation. So they're still on the hook for close to $50 million. And just hoping that the guy who pitched 200 innings a year for half a dozen years is still that same guy when he comes back. And how do you go about keeping him sharp in the first half of the year and look up in mid-July and you hope you're in some sort of pennant race and you hope you can pop him back into it. But those are all questions for another day. Right now, it's just, what do the Twins have on their hands, and what will Irvin Santana be when he returns? But very disappointing.
Oh, God, just stunning news. As we head into opening day on Monday, the Minnesota Twins taking on the Tigers in Detroit. We're covering the breaking news with Mike Berardino from the Pioneer Press and TwinCities.com. Talking Hardball, brought to you by Nature's Fury NutriDrink. Vitamins have never tasted this refreshing. The breaking news, of course, at Irvin Santana, who signed a four-year, $54 million contract with an option year for a fifth year with the Minnesota Twins this offseason. Suspended for 80 games for PED use. The Twins learned earlier this afternoon, they released a statement saying, "We're disappointed to learn of the suspension for Irvin Santana for violating Major League Baseball's Joint Drug Prevention and Treatment Program. We fully support Major League Baseball's policy and its efforts to eliminate performance-enhancing substances from our game. Per the protocol outlined in the Joint Drug Program, the Minnesota Twins will not comment further on this matter." What he's being accused of taking, Stanozol, it's Stanozol, is an anabolic steroid. In humans, it's been demonstrated to be successful in treating anemia and hereditary angioedema. It's also used in U.S. horse racing. And Mike Berardino, you keep mentioning the fact that it'll be interesting to see the timeline of all this. Can you explain why that would be interesting to you?
Well, I think that, again, the economic aspect, the economic incentive to do something like that would be, the longer ago it was, then the more believable it would be that he did it, that he took the substance on purpose. The more recent this test may have been, then the more apt I am to believe it was just an innocent mistake, because, again, his life changed. He had plenty of money already, but his next 5 years, potentially, with that option, changed drastically at the winter meetings in mid-December, because that was a signed, guaranteed contract, and subsequently there would be zero incentive, in fact, a much larger disincentive, as we just sketched out, a half a year's salary to stay away from anything that could possibly result in this kind of embarrassment, this kind of sidelining. So, again, he had far more. If indeed this was actually done on purpose and knowingly, his incentive to do so would have been much greater a year ago at this time, when he sat there unsigned all winter and the Braves finally took him on a 1 year make good deal. It's a head scratcher. You very rarely. Very rarely, and you can search it. I'm sure it's happened, but very rarely do you find a guy about to begin a long-term contract test positive for steroids. It's really hard to believe.
It really is, and it's a cruel, cruel thing for Minnesota Twin fans to see this happen this close to the opening day of their season. It's unbelievable. We had so much that we were riding on with that signing. And of course, figuring into the new rotation and what it was for us was a pretty big upgrade. And now it just took an 80-game backseat.
It wasn't just about what Irvin could bring on the field either. The Twins made this point from Terry Ryan on through the clubhouse, the younger players, younger pitchers, the Latin guys. This was a blow to all of them who had learned who this guy was over the last 6-7 weeks, who've gotten to know him. And I saw it firsthand that he would have a crowd of those guys. Miguel Sano became very close even this spring, fellow Dominican with Santana. Jose Barrios, although he's from Puerto Rico, he was over there listening to Santana, getting to know him this spring. And this is a guy who's going to be an anchor, not just in that rotation, but someone who would make things easier for the younger Latin guys in an organization where so much is invested in Latin America and so many of the future stars and the current stars are from Latin America. So this is really troubling all the way around. I mean, it's not just one of five starters. Irvin Santana represented much, much more to the Minnesota Twins.
It's a shame. Mike Berardino, thank you very much. The bad news, just really tough news to hear. This close, like I said before. Mike Berardino, you can even tell with Mike, it's just it's unbelievable. And it is because of the time frame and the timing of it with all this money that was guaranteed to him. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Passionate sports talk, 105 The Ticket.